Today we're going to talk about what types of garments are chayiv and tzitzis, what types of garments are patur and tzitzis. This is obviously very much nogei l'maisa, because a lot of times people have like all different types of materials. What?
There's wool tzitzis.
There's wool tzitzis, there's cotton tzitzis, there's mesh tzitzis. What are mesh tzitzis made out of?
Mesh.
It's synthetic material. It's like polyester or rayon or something like that. So are those chayiv and tzitzis? That is our topic for today. It all starts, of course, with the Gemara Menachos on Daf Lamed Tesem Beis. Let's go through the Gemara carefully and see how this plays out. The Gemara is not only going to discuss what types of begadim are chayiv and tzitzis, but once we're talking about different types of begadim, the relevant discussion, of course, is the discussion of shatnez, because tzemer pishtim together makes shatnez, and that's generally a problem, but aseh dochalos aseh makes it not a problem for tzitzis, at least when you have tcheles. Now, important fact to know going into this is that tcheles can only work on wool strings. Tcheles does not work on any other strings. There's no other string that can be tcheles. That's an assumption we're starting to metzias. It's an assumption we're starting with going in, that the tcheles is only for wool. Tcheles. So if you are using wool, if you are using tcheles, by definition you have wool strings. Therefore, that means that if the Torah tells you that a linen garment is chayiv and tzitzis, and the Torah tells you that you need tcheles, both of which are true, a linen garment is definitely chayiv and tzitzis midoraisa, and you definitely need tcheles midoraisa when you have it available to you. So if both of those things are true, which they are, obviously the Torah is telling me that that you could do shatnez, because that you could put wool strings in a linen garment, because you're using wool tcheles strings. What's not as clear is that if you have a wool garment, if you have a linen garment rather, and you're using wool tcheles strings, because that's the only kind of tcheles strings there is, what about the lavan strings? Can the lavan strings also be wool? Now lavan could be made out of any material. Lavan theoretically could be made out of tzemer, pishtim, or anything else. So can the lavan strings also be wool? Are we going to allow that to be shatnez? Do we say, anyway, once you're already putting wool in, so the garment's shatnez anyway, so what difference does it make if there's a little bit of shatnez or a lot of shatnez in the garment? Either way, shatnez is shatnez. What? Would it be batel?
If there's a little bit or a lot.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you have four wool strings, and if you already have four tcheles strings, so that's not going to be batel anyway. Anyway, you're going to have shatnez. So is there any point in dafka avoiding wool white strings? And what if you don't have tcheles? Do we assume that, once we see by tzitzis that we don't have to worry about shatnez, so even when we don't have tcheles, just forget about shatnez, throw shatnez out the window, shatnez is not a problem by tzitzis? So let's see the Gemara. Let's see how this all plays out in the Gemara. So again, about 7-8 lines into the page, Aflam Tesem Beis. Amr Shmuel Mishmei Delevi. Chutei Tzemer Potrin Bishal Pishtan. Wool strings work on a linen garment, and that's good. So Yibayilu, Shal Pishtan Ma'u Sheyifteru Bishal Tzemer. Well, what about the reverse? Can you have linen strings on a wool garment? What's the svara to say no? Meaning we just said shatnez is fine. But again, when you work with the assumption that tcheles by definition has to be wool strings, so of course wool strings are going to work on a linen garment. The question is, what if you don't have tcheles and you just have linen strings? There's no need to have linen strings. You could have chosen any other material to make your strings out of. So why would linen strings work on a wool garment? So do we say tzemer b'shal pishtum utupatra tekimet tcheles patra lavanami patra? Do we assume that the reason wool strings work on a linen garment is since anyway the strings of tcheles are going to be wool? So you might as well make the strings of love and wool also. This is what we would call a migo. The migo that it works for the tcheles, and we allow the shatnez for the tcheles, so we'll allow it for the lovan as well. Since we're going to allow it for the tcheles, we'll allow it for the lovan. Avol pishtim b'tzemer lo, but maybe linen strings on a wool garment, why would you do that? Now, what do you mean? Why would you do that? I say dochalos, I say that's why you would do it. What would be the argument to say that it's problematic? Yeah?
Because you don't necessarily, why would you be over to Israel?
Very good. Aseh dochalos aseh, one of the parts we didn't get to in the shir, but aseh dochalos aseh, is that it's most likely we only say aseh dochalos aseh when it's e'afshar b'inyan acher, when it's e'afshar l'kayim shnehem, when it's impossible to satisfy both the requirements of the aseh and avoid the los haseh. So if you can't satisfy both, so you're going to have to, something has to give. There's a conflict. We say haseh docha los haseh. But if there's no conflict, you could avoid the whole problem. You could avoid the whole los haseh. Well, then why would we ever go with haseh docha los haseh? Just avoid it. Just don't do the aveira. O dilma, kivan dechsev lo silva shat nesem pishim yachtav gedilim tasalcha lo shat sem pishim lo shat pishim tzemer. Or maybe we would say, well, once the Torah tells me that you have to, once the Torah juxtaposes the Isser of Shatness with the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, it's juxtaposed in order to teach me that there is no issue, that Shatness is simply not an issue by Tzitzis. Now, but wait a second, what do you mean Shatness is simply not an issue by Tzitzis? It's I thought we only say Asei Delchalos Asei when it's Yev Sholakayim Shnei. So what kind of svar is this? Oh, because the Torah puts them together. Yeah, the Torah putting them together teaches me that Aseh is Dochalos Aseh. So what kind of svar is that? Because the Torah put them together, so therefore you don't have to worry about anything. What do you mean? Because the Torah put them together, that's why Aseh is Dochalos Aseh. It doesn't mean I don't have to worry about anything. It just means Aseh is Dochalos Aseh. So that question is debated in the Rishonim. What the Pasuk would be teaching me. So some of the Rishonim understand, Pasuk's not teaching me classic Aseh Dochalos Aseh. Pasuk is telling me, Gezeiros HaKasuv, that there is no Shatness by Tzitzis. That it's not just through the mechanism, the typical mechanism of Aseh Dochalos Aseh, like by Mila B'Tzaras or something like that. It's the juxtaposition of these two psukim teaching me something much bigger than Aseh Dochalos Aseh, and that is that there is no Shatnas B'Tzitzis.
Can you just say, he's talking about a case where you don't have any strings left.
Okay, so if you don't have any, that would be a very limited case that you'd have to limit it to. You have to say that it's Dafka talking to Chia Gavna, that it's your only option. Okay, yeah, that's another possibility. So anyway, so we don't know. So do linen strings work on a wool garment? Says Gemara Tashem, let's bring a raya. Damer Rachvam Rav Yehuda, Chutei Tzemer Potem B'Shal Pishtam B'Shal Pitam Potem B'Shal Tzemer. Right there, you have it. What do you have? It's fine. It works both ways. Chutei Tzemer U'Pishtim Potem B'Kol Makom Afil B'Shira'in. Now, Shira'in means silk or whatever. Let's translate it for our purposes as cotton, even though it's not what it means. Because it means something that's not semer and not pishtim. Meaning, as long as you have something that's not semer and not pishtim, so it could be anything. Almost anything. Leather would be different. But let's say, you know, any other textile, any other normal material that you would make clothing out of. So for our purposes, the most common one would be cotton. So we'll translate it for the sake of understanding our Gemara, making it more real, we'll translate it as cotton. So what's the Braisa saying now? So the first part of the Braisa already solved our problem. But the second part of the Braisa now adds something new. That you could take a combination of linen and wool strings and use it on your cotton beged. So what are you doing? What are you doing when you're taking linen and wool strings?
Shatness.
You're creating shatness on a cotton beged where you had no reason to create shatness. And it's not the situation the Torah spoke about. So it says, Pliga to Rav Nachman. This is against Rav Nachman. Dom Rav Nachman, Ashuran Ptur Min Atzitzis. Rav Nachman would say, wait a second, you can't make shatness on a cotton beged. A cotton beged is not chayiv in tzitzis. You can only say asei dochalos asei when you have an actual mitzvah asei. But cotton's not chayiv in tzitzis. There is no mitzvah asei. So if we started this gemara trying to figure out which types of begadim are chayiv in tzitzis, which are pater, we now have clearly Rav Nachman's opinion that what?
It can't be
that only tzemer pishim is chayiv in tzitzis. That the cotton tzitzis are pater from tzitzis. Right now, pater legamri, it sounds like. There's no chiyuv whatsoever. And therefore, if you put on your cotton tzitzis this morning, and you're a Rav Nachman at this point in the Gemara, it's not going to work out this way, but if you're Rav Nachman at this point in the Gemara, you would say you made a bracha levatala.
Maybe not really cotton.
So we're not there yet. So it says, Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman, Rav Asim Rav Nachman, what are you talking about? Hashiran v'akel v'asrik and kulam chayavim b'tzitzis. Cotton, and cotton are all chayiv in tzitzis. Again, I'm translating any word that's not tzemer pishtim as cotton. So cotton is chayiv in tzitzis. How can you tell me cotton is pater in tzitzis? It says cotton is chayiv in tzitzis. So he says, midrabanan. Cotton is chayiv in tzitzis, yeah, but only midrabanan. And therefore what? If it's chayiv in tzitzis midrabanan, can you make shatness out of it?
No,
why not? Because asei dochalos asei only works if you have an asei daraisa being dochalos asei daraisa. If you have an asei darabanan, an asei darabanan is not dochalos asei midaraisa. It's interesting. There are different klalim of mitzvahs, some of which may apply to darabanan, some of which may not. But when you have this kind of conflict, if I say, like for example, mitzvah ba'ba avera, what if the avera is an avera derabanan? Would we still say that the mitzvah is pasul because it's a mitzvah ba'ba avera? So Rov Rishonim say, yes, it would still be a problem. Yet, when it comes to asei doch halos asei, the mitzvah derabanan is not strong enough to be doch halos asei min haTorah. It's got to be a mitzvah min haTorah to be doch halos asei min haTorah. So cotton is only chayiv mitrabanan, therefore you cannot make shatnez. Can you make a bracha on it? Yes. Why? You make a bracha on Ner Chanukah? Yes. You make a bracha on Mikra Megillah? Yeah, you do, right? Everyone, please?
Yeah.
Okay. We make brachos on mitzvah mitrabanan all the time. That's what we do. That's okay. The Gemara says, Heichan Sivana, where did God command us? And the Gemara says, in Mesechus Shabbos and Mesechus Sukkah, Lo Sasur. The Kasha that Torah Tamima asks on that Gemara and other Achronim also. The Gemara asks, Heichan Sivanu, how can we say Shakasham Sivanu? How can we say Bracha? So the Gemara says, where does it say? What do you mean Heichan Sivanu? Lo Sasur. The Torah says, Lo Sasur, you have to listen to the rabbis. You make a Bracha on the Isser of Shatnes when you get dressed in the morning? Do you make a Bracha on not eating Chazer when you eat lunch here? We don't make Brachas on Lo Sasay. So what's the obvious Kasha? The Gemara asks, how can you make a bracha on a mitzvah d'rabbanan? And the Gemara's answer, lo sasur. Lo means it's a lo sasay. A lot of times people get confused. No, hishamar pen and al are lo sasays. Yeah, but obviously lo's a lo sasay also. I mean, that's the obvious one. Hishamar pen and al are also lishonos of lo sasay. So how can you make a bracha on a lo sasay? So a good kasha the achronim deal with. All right, but the, but with that, whatever the answer to that is, what? Oh, okay. But you're only allowed to make the bracha because the, so one approach is that the mechayev of the asei derabanan, the reason that I have to listen to the rabbis is because it says lo sasur. That's why I have to listen. But the what they tell me to do is an asei derabanan, and therefore I'm allowed to make a bracha on the asei derabanan. Others say it's from the second half of the pasuk, which is written b'lashon asei. Okay, so Rav Nachman now at this point will tell you, you're allowed to have cotton tzitzis. You just cannot make shatness out of them. Do any of our cotton tzitzis have shatness in them?
No.
Probably not. Why not? All of our strings are wool. And wool and cotton does not make shatness. Only wool and linen make shatness. So we're good, according to Rav Nachman. We're making mekayim a mitzvah saseh midrabanan every day when we put on tzitzis, the cotton tzitzis. So frek the gemari, ihachi, eima seifa, v'kulun tzemaru pishin potin behen. But the Sefer goes on and says that all different begadim semer upishtim works for. So yeah, pishlam b'dor raisa. If you're going to say that it's dor raisa, that cotton is chayiv dor raisa, haynu d'mishtaru b'hu klayim, then I understand why you can use a combination of wool and linen strings. Eliyam d'rabbanan hechi mishtaru b'hu klayim. But if they're only chayiv midrabbanan, how can you put shatness in it? You can't put shatness in a cotton baguette. What you could do is you could choose wool strings or linen strings, one or the other. Fine. Hachinam istavra, and it's, this makes sense that that's what the price is talking about. The katani seifa hein b'minon potron shalom b'minon ein potron. If you have cotton strings, let's say, that would only work on a cotton baguette. It wouldn't work on any other type of baguette. If a cotton bag is only chayiv drabanan, I get why cotton strings would work. But if cotton beged was chayiv midar raisa, you should need real strings, and real strings means wool or linen strings. So says Manaimishum Halo Irya Kidarava. No. There's no such din that the only kosher strings are wool and linen strings. Here's the din about strings. Now, here's where we have to focus again. Not that you didn't have to before, but now here's where it gets, like, very focused. The Rava Rami. Rava asked the following stira. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, HaKanav Min Knav, which teaches us what? The Chiyuv that you have to have the same material, that it's got, that that the string should be the same as the Beged, and yet to Ksiv Tzemer Upishtim. But then it says that the tzitzis have to be Semer upishtim. Well, haketzad. Which is it? Is there an insistence on wool and linen strings, or can you have whatever strings? Answers Gemara. Rava, semer upishtim potrin bein b'minon bein shalob b'minon, shar minin b'minon potrin shalob b'minon ein potrin. Semer upishtim work on any type of beged. Wool strings, linen strings work for whatever type of beged you have. cotton strings only work on cotton, and name another textile. Silk strings only work on silk. Anything that's not several bishop, you need that type. Rav Nachman would say, no, you misunderstand the psukim. Can the Tana Devei Rav Yishmael? Psukim go like Tana Devei Rav Yishmael. Tana Devei Rav Yishmael, hold the number of begadim b'Torah stam. Since the Torah uses the word begadim when it describes tzitzis, upir lecha akasav be'echon me'am, and in one place where there's a din about a beged, the Torah specifically goes out of its way to say tzemer pishtim. So af kol tzemer pishtim. That's a binyan av to the rest of kol haTorah kula. That since in the one place where it talks about begadim and it actually mentions tzemer pishtim, we learn from there that everywhere the Torah ever mentions the word beged, it means only wool and linen. Those are the only things that are halakhically defined as a beged. Where's the one place that it actually says tzemer pishtim? Shatnez. When it tells you what kinds of begadim you're not allowed to mix, so shatnez. Where else does it ever mention beged outside of shatnez? What? What did you say?
Beged or tzemer pishtim?
Beged. By tzitzis, obviously, right? By negaim, tzaras. Right, we have begadim in other places in the Torah. So wherever it says beged, it's got to only be tzemer pishtim midar raisa. Good? So at the end of the day, what do you have? If I were to ask you, are cotton tzitzis chayiv min ha-Torah? After you learn this Gemara, the answer is machlokas. Who's in machlokas between? Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman very clearly says cotton tzitzis are only chayiv midrabanan. Rava says, I have two psukim. Psukim means we're dealing with dinim daraisa. I have aknaf min knaf, and I have tzemer pishtim. And those psukim, the steer between those psukim is only miyushav if you assume that cotton tzitzis, cotton beged needs tzitzis, and you can use cotton strings for the cotton beged. But that implies that cotton beged is chayiv tzitzis mi de oraisa. So you have a mechlokes Rav Rav Nachman, who are you going to pass them? That's what it's all going to be about. If you want to know whether, if you want to do a mitzvah d'oraisa in the morning, not just a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you're going to need to know who to pass them like Rav or Rav Nachman. What's the first thing you look for when you have a mechlokes amarayim if you want to figure out how to pass them?
Who's last? Who's older?
Who's last? Why who's last? So there's a klal in halacha hilchasa kibasra'i that we pass on like the later generations. Wait, doesn't that go against the whole concept of Yuridas Hadoros, which most of us believe in? So, how could you pass on like the last shita? Aren't the Talmidim lesser Talmidei Chachamim or whatever Bali Mesorah than the Rebbeim are? Why should we pass on like the later generations? So the theory goes: midgets standing on the shoulders of giants. That the midget can reach a little bit higher when he's standing on the shoulders of the giant. So the later generations know everything that the Rebbe said, and therefore he passed on like later generations. It wasn't always true. There was a certain point where we said, Ein halacha k'talmud b'makom harav, that you would never pass on like a Talmud against his Rebbe. Before Rav and Shmuel, it was Ein halacha k'talmud b'makom harav. Afterwards, it was Hilch Sukkah Basrai. So there was Ein halacha k'talmud b'makom harav, but then became Hilch Sukkah Basrai. In fact, the Rif at the end of Erevin says, you know why we always pass like the Talmud Bavli against the Talmud Yerushalmi? Whenever there's a stira between the two? Because the Bavli came later. And since the Bavli came later, Hilchsuk Basrai. It's very questionable, because the Svar of Hilchsuk Basrai is that the later generation knows everything that the earlier generation said. They read all the material that it says that the earlier generation had. And they then formulated an opinion with all that knowledge. Now, the earlier generation was greater, and they, you know, gave all that knowledge, but the later generation then formulated an opinion using all of that knowledge of the earlier generation. So to say that we pass like the Bavli against Yerushalmi because Hilchos Basrai would assume that the Chachmei Bavel knew, what would it assume? That they saw the whole Yerushalmi, which is clearly not the case. So it's a very difficult thing to understand. Maybe other reasons why we pass them like the Bavli. There are other reasons why we pass them like the Bavli, but it's very difficult to understand what the Rif means by that. So, we have a Machlokes Rav Rav Nachman, so we normally say Chesuk Basrai. Who's the Basrai? Rav is later. So, but are there any other Klalei Apsak to maybe look at? There are other Klalim in general, when you have to pass an Halacha, we know, Ein Halacha Kiyachid B'Makom Rabim. that we always, the majority rules. Acharam Lahatos. Acharam Lahatos teaches us a lot of different dinim. One of them is that the majority psak is the psak that should be followed. So who's the majority in our Gemara? Can you tell who the majority is?
No.
Why is Rav Nachman the majority?
Yeah, it's
Tanya Rav Shmuel. Oh, so Rav Nachman is Tanya Rav Shmuel in his corner. Now, did Rav have anyone in his corner? Well, we had before Upliga de Rav Nachman. We had something that sounded like it was going against Rav Nachman. We had Rav Yehuda going against Rav Nachman. No? So you have Rav Yehuda in Rav's corner. You have Tam Deber Rav Yishmael in Rav Nachman's corner. Yeah? Oh, so Tam Deber Rav Yishmael seems to be a Tana. There is a machlokas what the girsa is when we quote Rav Yehuda. Is it Amar Rav Yehuda or Amar? What's the other possibility? Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Those who are going is Rabbi Yehuda may say, yeah, but we got Tanoim on both sides. Abaye like Rav Nachman, why remind me, where's Abaye?
Abaye is that's
on Abaye over there, says like, okay, like Rav Nachman? Okay, good. So, how do the Rishonim Paskin? So, the Rambam Hilchus Tzitzis Paragimel Alach Beis, hopefully you saw it inside, I apologize about, oh, you have a little bit of it, right? Avotala Shel Shar Minin Kagon, Bigdei Meshi, Bigdei Tzemer Gefen, Bigdei Tzemer Gemalim, Bitzemer Arnavim, none of those things mean wool, they all mean cotton, let's say. Vinotza Shalizim, and goat hair, Bigadim, I think I saw that in Walmart yesterday. Uchayotzi Behen, Ein chayavin b'mitzvah sisis elam idivrei chachamim. All of those things are only chayiv midrabanan in tzitzis. So the Rambam paskins, like who? Like Rav Nachman. Tosfos lametesam beis tells us that Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. Where is that Tosfos?
The last line.
Last line of. Yeah, Rav Nachman. Ah, the first wide line, right? V'Rabbeinu Tam V'Rashi Pasku K'Rava Mishum Duhu Basra'a. They pass on K'Rava because he's the latter opinion, and we always go like the last opinion. Great, so you have Machlok Shram and Tosus. How do you expect it to play out in Shulchan Aruch? So Sfari Ashkenaz. You'd expect the Rambam, meaning just like the Tchelis argument we had, where you would expect Sfarim to typically follow Rambam, and you'd expect Ashkenazim to typically follow the Balei Tosus. Says the Beis Yosef, and we know how does the Beis Yosef operate whenever he wants to come to a Psak Halacha. How many opinions does he take into account for real? Only three major opinions: Rambam, Rif, and Rush. So says the Beis Yosef, source number four, but you don't have it. Says the Beis Yosef that Tosfos Kasu Sharash Rabbeinu Tam Pasuk Karava because Hilchos Kapasra, and he says you should know that the Mordechai holds that way in the name of the Ri, and the Smag holds that way, and the Rush holds that way. But the Rif and the Rambam hold the other way. So Beis Yosef says, I rigged the system, I got it in favor of the Sfardim. Rif and the Rambam, favor of the Sfardim. So that's how we paskin, that cotton tzitzis is only chayiv midrabanan. So if you put on your cotton tzitzis this morning and you are Sfardic, you did a wonderful mitzvah midrabanan, but not a mitzvah midaraisa. And sure enough, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tesef Aleph, Ein chayiv betzitzis min haTorah, ela beged pishtim al shaltzamer chelim, avol bigdei shar minim, ein chayav betzitzis ela midrabana. Shulchan Aruch says the Rama, v'yeishomrim dekulu chayavin midaoraisa, v'hachi hilchasa. That some say that everything's chayav midaoraisa, and you should know that's how we paskin. Quoting Tosos, Rosh, Smag, Mordechai. That's what the Rama says. So for Ashkenazim, if you put on your cotton tzitzis this morning, you did a mitzvah? Daraisa. Fantastic, right? If you assume like the Ramah, that's great. So one is Mekayim and mitzvah daraisa. It's interesting, in general, the Ramah, when he comments on the Shulchan Aruch, will use different lashonos. Sometimes he'll say V'yesh Cholkin, sometimes V'yesh Amrim, sometimes he'll just say it, and sometimes he'll say V'yesh Amrim V'achilchsa. In all of those cases, we really paskin that way, so it's not 100% clear to me what the klalim are. Rav Avadia Yosef put together a list of rules for Sfardim of what the lashonos of the mechaber are. That, like, if the mechaber quotes two deos, which one do you paskin like? What do you say? Mechaber quotes two opinions. Let's say the Shulchan Aruch. So generally speaking, if he just quotes two deos, it depends how he quotes them. If he says yesh omrim this, v'yesh omrim that, then the second one. If he says stam, quotes first opinion, and then he says v'yesh omrim a second opinion, then the first one. The stam always beats the yesh omrim. Yesh omrim v'yesh misha omer. I think he says the first one, I don't remember. So he has different rules. Rav Adi Yosef thought about these things a lot. So he has about Kalei Apsak. He has different rules of how to pass in those kinds of cases. I'm not sure if he ever made up rules for the Rama, even though he certainly respected, you know, Achenu b'nei Ashkenaz hayotzim biyad Rama, as he used to like to say, and he says it like 50 times in his tshuvas, that Achenu b'nei Ashkenaz hayotzim biyad Rama, and therefore you can pass in that way. In the Rav Avadia Yosef biography, it says that he felt that every rabbi has a responsibility to know both Sephardic Pesach and Ashkenazic Pesach. Because in case a person comes to you, you have to know whether it's Sephardi Ashkenazi, you have to know how to paskin for them. So he felt that that it was very important that he know Ashkenazi Pesach in order to be able to paskin for an Ashkenazi. He had a situation, it said, there where he came home and there was a woman outside his door and she was crying. And he said, what happened? And she said, well, my husband took a chametz to kapara, it was on Pesach, so Chol Moed Pesach. He took a chametz to kapara out of the cabinet and he cooked something in it. And I asked the rabbi, and the rabbi said that it's no good because it was chametz pot. So Rav Avadia Yosef said, are you Sephardi or Ashkenazi? She said Sephardi. So he said, good. So you're fine. It's no problem because we paskin that it's going to be batel v'tena b'nei yoma, and the chametz not asr mashu if the blios were there before Pesach. It's only Ashkenazim rolled that way, so it's no problem. And he used that to illustrate how you have to know who the questioner is. Fine. So for us, there's no problem, it would seem. So why do you see so many Ashkenazim going out of their way wearing wool tzitzis? I'm wearing wool tzitzis right now. It's hot outside. Why would I do that? So the truth is, why do I do that? Because I thought it was the fun thing to do when I was about your age, and I had never learned this yet. I wasn't zocha yet to learn Perek HaTcheles when I was your age. So that's why I did it. So I just kept doing it. But why is there any? I mean. Is there any svara to it? Is there any reason to do that? Yotze kol adeos. Might as well be machmir for everything. Do we do that in other areas?
Yeah.
What? Rosh Hashanah is yotze kol adeos. No, but when you have a clear Sephardic Pesach and Ashkenaz, for example, the Lubavitcher Rebbe sent a letter to Rav Moshe a long, long time ago and said, a person of your stature should be wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. How could it be that you're not wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? You only wear Rashi tefillin. So Rav Moshe said, you know, the truth is, I haven't found any decent sofrim that could write Rabbeinu Tam tefillin to my liking. That I would. So Lubavitch Rebbe said, I know plenty of sofrim. I'll get a pair commissioned for you. I'll write Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. I'll get someone to write exactly. You could specify exactly what you want. But someone like. So, but Rav Moshe writes that the truth, you know, in addition to that, at the end he writes that I haven't found anyone who writes it to my liking, but he said, it's not really a kasha, why doesn't someone wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? Because if you wanted to be Yotze every sheet in tefillin, it's not just Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, there's so many other details in Ilchus tefillin that there are machlokes we've shown about, besides for just the Seder Aparshios, there are dozens of other details. Rav Moshe came up with 24 different pairs of tefillin you could make if you really wanted to be Yotze Chol HaDeos. So he said, where are you going to stop? You're going to stop at 2 tefillin or 24 sets of tefillin? 15, 10, I don't know. Hey, where are you going to stop? It's just, you can't always be Yotze Kol HaDeos. So why is it that we're more machmir over here? There's an interesting Mishnah, Maseches Klayim. Mishnah, Maseches Klayim, in the ninth paragraph of Maseches Klayim, says like this. Ein asr mishum klayim ela tzemer upishtim. The only kind of shatness you have in clothing is if you have a mixture of?
Tzemer
upishtim. Great. Ve'inu metame benagayim el etzemer upishtim. The only thing that's metame benagayim, meaning tzaras. Yeah, the only beggar that's eligible for tzaras is etzemer upishtim. Eino karam lovshin l'shamish bebeis hamigdash el etzemer upishtim. Kohanim can only do avoda wearing begadim of etzemer upishtim. What's the impression you get from this mission? What's the mission trying to do? Every halacha that relates to etzemer upishtim. And what's not in the Mishnah? Tzitzis. So this seems like a pretty good raya that there is no din that you need tzemer upishtim for tzitzis. The Mishnah doesn't say it. So that would be a great raya for us Ashkenazim against the Sephardim. You shouldn't have to need wool tzitzis. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, a great Ashkenazi posek, that, yeah, I've seen the Mishnah Maseches Klayim, but V'ulai mishum de kolhani de chashav sham gami de rabbanan ein chiyuv v'lo kein betzitzis. Meaning, if a Kohen said, you know, this is so ridiculous that we're wearing linen and wool garments, it's like boiling out in Yerushalayim in Tammuz and Av. Why don't we just make cotton bigdei kohuna? What would we tell him? Oh, great, mitzvah midrabanan. No, we would say it's ridiculous. That's aser. You're not even allowed to do the avoda like that. It's like a czar that's doing the avoda because ain bigdei malim ain kunasim malim. Forget it. It's not. Do you say okay? Semer pishtim together is shatnis midaraisa, but cotton and silk together is shatnis midrabanan. Any such possibility? No, of course not. It doesn't become shatnis midrabanan. All of the things in the Mishnah are things that even on a Drabbanan level wouldn't apply to anything other than Semer Upishtim. Even Rav Nachman, who says that Semer Upishtim is not Chayv and Tzitzis Midaraisa, would still say it's Chayv Midrabbanan, so that's why Tzitzis doesn't belong on the list, and therefore the Mishnah Klayim is not is a non-starter.
Can we say you want to put so therefore you wear wool, Chayv with wool Tzitzis, you might as well do that?
But Rava himself said that Semer Upishtim strings work on any type of beggar. You don't need a Knav Min. A Knav Min Knav is only if you happen to not be Zocha to a wool or linen beggar. But other than that, Semer Upishtim strings, I'm sorry, only if, yeah, that you can, if you have a, not only if you have a beggar of another Min, you're allowed to use Min Knav. It's a Heter. You're allowed to use Min Knav. You don't have to use Semer Upishtim. It's a Heter. L'may nafkamino, whether it's chayv d'araisa or chayv d'rabbanan, so I know most of you saw, I put it on the, I wrote it out for you. Mishra Brura gives three simple nafkaminas. Number one, should you dafka go out of your way to wear wool? If you hold that it's a mitzvah d'araisa, what would you rather do, a mitzvah d'rabbanan or a mitzvah d'araisa? Certainly you'd rather do a mitzvah d'araisa, so you'd go out of your way to wear wool. Number two, if you have any situation of suffik, so suffik d'araisa l'chumra, suffik d'rabbanan l'kula. Right, if there's some other suffik on the beged, it's like right between the shir grachna and shir chazanish or something, and you're not sure if it's the proper size. So suffik d'araisa l'chumra, you'd have to put tzitzis on it. Suffik d'rabbanan l'kula, if you hold that's a suffik. Or, and the most interesting nafkamina the Mishnah Berurah has, if your tzitzis get cut off and you're in a public place and you're in camp, so you're not wearing any other clothing besides your tzitzis, because that's like normal. So you're wearing, you're walking around in your tzitzis, and your tzitzis are covering your body. And you get caught, the tzitzis gets caught, it gets cut. One of the corners gets, the strings get cut off. So now you have a beggar of dal kamphos without tzitzis. So that's, you're not allowed to do that, midaraisa. You're violating this midaraisa by wearing a beggar of dal kamphos without tzitzis. Well, maybe. If you're wearing a wool beged, you're violating d'araisa. If you're wearing cotton beged, according to the mechaber, you're not. According to the Ramah, you are. So it turns out the Ramah is l'chumra over here. Tables are turned. The Ramah is going to be l'chumra. If you're wearing a cotton beged and tzitzis got cut off of one corner, according to the Ramah, you're violating, and this is d'araisa, because you're wearing a beged that's chayiv midaraisa, and tzitzis, now you don't have tzitzis. According to the Mechaber, you're only violating this Drabbanan. L'maynaf kamina, whether it's Doraisa or Drabbanan, well, if you're violating this Doraisa, you need to remove those tzitzis immediately. You need to take them off right away. Ah, it's embarrassing. You're going to, you know, your whole upper body's going to be exposed and you're not proud of it or whatever, you know, so it's embarrassing. You don't want to be seen like that. So according to the Ramah, if you hold that it's Nisa Doraisa, according to the Ramah, it's Nisa Doraisa, it's irrelevant if it's embarrassing. In Chachmei, in Eitzei, in Tvuna, in Neged Hashem, that Kavra Briel says only Docha Yisurim Draban, it's not Docha Yisurim Doraisa, when it says Los Shabbat Torah, doesn't really mean it, and therefore, you would have to take off the baguette. But if you hold like the Mechaber, Kavra Briel says Docha Los Hashem in the Torah, means it's Docha Ol Yisurim Draban, and you're allowed to leave the baguette on, even though you're violating this Drabbanan, no problem, your Kavod HaBrios wins.
Yeah, why does the Mishnah only put that as a weekday halacha?
Mishnah Brura says, let me see, Imu Yoshev Betzibor V'nifsak Hachem Tzitz Yosav B'chol Dimei Yoshev Betzibor Drabbanan V'nifsak Hachem Tzitz Yosav B'chol. I'm not sure. I don't know. You know? It's a good question.
This is
Yeah.
So if you're Sephardi and you see one of your Ashkenaz friends on his cotton tzitzis get snapped off, should you then offer to switch? Because even though now you only are Yotzei Derabanan, he's Yotzei Deraisa. So should you give up your Yotzei Deraisa abilities so that he can become Yotzei Deraisa tzitzis if you become Derabanan?
I don't know that you're allowed to put on something that's going to be an Isser, because it's Bekumba Asay. Cover is Abriyaz Zdocha Losei Shabbatara B'Shevi Al Tase. But to actually then go put on the tzitzis may be a problem. So, in theory, yeah, it's better for you to do in Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. You're allowed to give up Mitzvah D'Rabbanan to do Mitzvah D'Rabbanan in theory, but you may have just the problem of putting on his. So I don't know that that would work. Now, what? Because that's Bekumba Asay, you're putting his. Again, we're talking about a case where there aren't tzitzis.
No, sorry,
it's chayv midrabana in tzitzis. So you're doing nisr drabana actively. Okay, now should we be machmir to wear wool tzitzis? Fascinating comments from Shlomo Zalman Orbach has, or they quote from him in Halicha Shlomo. Again, I apologize that you don't have this, but I'll tell you what he says. He quotes from the Maisa Rav. Maisa Rav, of course, is what's the Maisa Rav about? Not the Briska Rav, the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon's Hanhagos and Piskei Halacha and different things that the Vilna Gaon did. In Maisa Rav, who would you get a Haskama from if you wanted to write Hanhagos of the Vilna Gaon and you wanted the greatest Talmud of the Vilna Gaon? It's a little bit of a misnomer to say Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. He never said Shir. Like, there weren't really Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon. But there were people that would hang around him sometimes to try to get Torah from it. But Rav Chaim Vlozhner. So Rav Chaim Vlozhner wrote a Haskama to the Maisa Rav. It's interesting. You know, on Parsha Zachar, we laid in Shul, Timcha Es, what's the next word? Timcha Es?
Zechar and Zechar.
So we do both. Why do we do both? Mishabur says, because state Maisa Rav, it says Maisa Rav, that you're supposed to do both, just in case it's Zechar. Zechar is some sort of controversy about it, so you should do both. And it does say that in Maisa Rav, that you should do both. Just an interesting factoid, if you actually look at Rav Chaim Vlozhner's Haskama to Maisa Rav, Rav Chaim Vlozhner says, great book, I remember most of these Hanhagos, they're all accurate. I have no idea where you got that Zecher Zecher thing, that's not true at all. He said Zecher, but other than that, it's a fantastic book. And all of Klal Yisrael does Zecher Zecher, because the Chafetz Chaim apparently didn't read Rav Chaim Vlozhner's Haskama. He only read what it said in Maisa Rav. What? Oh, we do Zecher Zecher, we do like everybody else does. When I was in Karen Biavna, they laned it like 18 times or something. They did like every possible, except for like the normal way, not normal, the way that like we grew up pronouncing the Hebrew language. That was the only one that they didn't do. But they did everything else. But anyway, so Maisa Rav, the Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that it says in Maisa Rav that the Gra did not wear a wool baguette. Why wasn't he machmir to wear a wool baguette? Well, he's Ashkenazi. Ashkenazim hold that there's nothing wrong with wearing that cotton bag is also chayiv midah raisa. So he says that the Achronim, Rav Shmuel Salant and others explain that no, the Gra of course would have tried to be Yotzei Kaladeos, but he already was Yotzei Kaladeos because he spent all day in a talis, and a talis gadol you'll always find talis gadol is always made out for some reason. Talis gadol is always wool. You ever see a cotton talis gadol? Never seen it. I don't know why not. But talis gadol is always wool. So since he was wearing a talis gadol anyway, so his talis cotton was cotton. Does that make any sense to you? Why not? So why did he bother wearing a talis cotton at all, you're asking? He's a Jew. Jews wear a talis cotton. He would have failed tzitzis check without a talis cotton. But why would he dafka wear a cotton talis cotton? You hear what they're saying? That since he was already being mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa with his talis gadol, so he chose to wear a talis cotton of cotton, which was a mitzvah, which according to some rishonim is mitzvah midrabanan. So the way they explain it is that if you have the choice to do two mitzvahs d'oraisa that are the same, or to do a mitzvah d'oraisa and a mitzvah d'rabanan, you want variety in your kiyumim, so you want to do the mitzvah d'oraisa and the mitzvah d'rabanan. That's what they're saying. That the Gra had the choice. He could have worn a talis cotton of wool and a talis gold of wool, and he would have gotten a mitzvah d'oraisa for either one, for both of them. Each begad of the chara is a mitzvah. As Rav Scheinberg wore a lot of begadim, he got a lot of mitzvahs. But that he wore a lot of begadim?
No, you get a mitzvah for every one you wear.
Why not?
Obviously.
Why not? I don't think so.
Why is it the only one?
Where are you going to stop?
Two.
Everyone should walk around like Rav Scheinberg?
No, but it's double the mitzvah right now. It's not that big of a
deal. Saying, like, you know.
It's not that big of a deal to wear
two. It's not, and then it's not a big deal to wear three. So some people find it a big deal to wear one.
If you were Taylor and
Lama. So. But you hear that? It's a very interesting chiddush. That if you have the opportunity to be mekayim more mitzvos, even though one of them may be a lesser mitzvah, but it's a more of a variety of mitzvos, that's a kuntz also. That's better to wear one cotton and one wool than to wear two wool. I don't know, I found that very strange. That's what he says over here. He says, the Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think, quotes this from the Gra. Somewhere. Yeah, v'lochein lavash talis katan mishar minim kedei lekayim gam mitzvah sasei shalo sasur. He wanted to be mekayim not only the mitzvah of tzitzis midoraisa, but lo sasur also. He wanted to be mekayim a mitzvah d'rabbanan also. So instead of doing the same mitzvah over and over again, this way he gets variety. The argument that's made that maybe one should dafka not wear wool, particularly if you live in, let's say, Bnei Brak, or in the summertime anywhere, really, is what's the argument to be made?
It smells.
Well, it smells, okay, it's disgusting, but so what? You do a lot of disgusting things in order, you don't, but we would do a lot of disgusting things to serve Hashem.
What's the reason for the
would wear the
Hana? If a person's not getting any Hana'as Levisha from the Beged, maybe he doesn't have a din of a Beged. If I would never wear such a thing, and therefore I'm getting no Hana'as Levisha from it, so maybe, therefore, it's not considered a beged. Where do we get this idea from that without Hanas Levisha is not called a beged? There is a Gemara Nida daf Samach Alfan Beis. Nothing to do with Nida, but the Gemara says that Kivan Shemes Adam Nasa Chafshi Min Hamitzvos. The Gemara is an interesting. It sounds like a very interesting concept, but it's a Machlok Rishon what it means. That Mitzvos Petelos La Asilava. What does it sound like? It means. Right, Mashiach comes free for all. Go enjoy a cheeseburger. Mitzvos betelos las lava. That's what it sounds like it means. Unclear exactly what it... I mean, it's machlokes rishonim exactly what it means. But the Gemara says that kivat shemeis adam nasa chavshi min mitzvos. And Tosav there discusses, should we dress a dead body in tzitzis? Should a dead body be wearing tzitzis? So that's the concept that, well, mitzvos betelos las lava means, according to one reading, after you die. Once you're dead, you're not chayiv a mitzvah, so why would you put on tzitzis? You're dead anyway. So you putter once you're dead. So, what about tchias ha-mesim? You're going to want tzitzis on when you get up. Okay, maybe. Unless you say mitzvos betelos las lava means that you're not going to have mitzvos back then. But in that context, Tosfos says, well, wait a second, what are we talking about over here anyway? A dead guy doesn't get any Hanas Levisha from his tzitzis, from his beged. Memele the beged is a chayiv in tzitzis, even if a dead guy wore a chayiv in mitzvos. If you enjoy your beged the same way a dead guy enjoys his beged, then you wouldn't be chayiv in tzitzis either. Because what does it mean you enjoy your beged the same way a dead guy enjoys his beged? It means you get no joy from it. It does nothing for you.
You can say like a high school kid's bar, like it's annoying, and then.
Oh. So as soon as tzitzis are annoying, you should be putter, and then you're fine. It's putter from tzitzis, and therefore, you shouldn't put them on. Or you put them on, you're not getting a mitzvah. It's a brach levatala. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, wait a second. Maybe if you live in Israel, and you don't have air conditioning, and it's like gross to wear wool tzitzis, so maybe you should not be allowed to make a brach. It's no anos levisha, it's not chayiv in tzitzis. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's not true. That's incorrect. And Rav Moshe says this also in the tshuva. The way Rav Moshe put it like is like this. You wear a suit on Shabbos sometimes. You put on the jacket. Is that a beged?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a beged. Why is it a beged? Is it comfortable?
Yeah.
No, it's not comfortable to wear a jacket. It's more comfortable not to wear a jacket. When it's hot outside, is it something that you like need for protection or for warmth or whatever? No. Is there any hana'as levisha? It's not hana'as levisha. So why would that be called a beged at all? It shouldn't be called a beged. Tear kriya, you shouldn't be allowed to tear kriya on a jacket in the summertime. It's not a beged. No, it's pasha that it's a beged. Why is it a beged? Because people wear it. And once people wear it, it becomes a beged.
Yeah, so just that we wear now is not something that people wear.
He said, yes, it is. It's something that all Orthodox Jews wear.
I know, but it's not a beged like...
But he's saying, if it's part of the Jewish outfit, mele it's a beged. That gives it the status of a beged. And says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, in the summertime, is it comfortable to put on cotton tzitzis? No, it's not comfortable to put on anything. It's really hot. Why would you put on anything? So he says, so obviously it's called a beged anyway. It's called a beged because it's called a beged because it's part of the outfit. It's part of what we do. It's part of what we wear. Now, they say, I realize because I started late, I'm already over time. They say that that of all the chumras that the Stipler and Chaim Kanievsky keep every chumra in the book, they still only wear cotton tzitzis. And one of the hesberim that they give is this hesber, that to wear wool tzitzis, they don't have any hanas levisha. In Bnei Brak, without air conditioning, there's no hanas levisha, and therefore they don't think it's a proper chumra to wear wool tzitzis. But the what? For a long, the Stipler probably never had in his life. Chaim Kanievsky, I think it's only recent in the Reb Tzim Kanievsky biography. You have to be curious. You have to look in the biography, see when they got. They only got a stove like 10 years ago. They don't live like you and I. You know, they wouldn't make it in the Five Towns probably. All right, we didn't get to. And there's a lot we didn't get to. We'll see. Alright, maybe tomorrow we'll try to cover two topics. We'll try to cover this and Begad Laila. Begad Laila is not such a huge topic.
I said, so you wear.